Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only KX and 93.5 FM. And this morning, we are going to talk about how life is like a big pile of manure. I've been reading this book this month called Meditation in Action by a teacher, a wonderful teacher named Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. And he is the founder, or was the founder, of Naropa University in Boulder, Colorado, which was the first Buddhist-inspired university in North America. They have an incredible school there, four-year program, graduate school. So worth checking out. So Chogyam Trungpa was an amazing teacher and had a lovely way of speaking. I might read to you a little bit from his book today. A very formal way of speaking, but nonetheless seemed to really understand the value of our ordinary life experiences. And he called this chapter The Manure of Experience. And he's really talking about how we come through life with so many experiences, and that the good ones we like to cultivate and the bad ones we like to try to forget. And his point of view is to cultivate everything. He tells a little story about a farmer, the difference between a farmer who throws all of his waste away and buys his manure from a vendor, and the difference between that and the guy, the farmer, who throws all his own garbage out into a bin and creates his own manure. And that this is this metaphor for what we can do with our own lives through meditation, is how to sort of cull through all of life's experiences in contemplation and meditation. And very often I meet people who, when they want to learn to meditate, come to me in this state of complete overwhelm usually and stress, and they're so ready to just let go of all of the experiences that they've had up until this point and sit in meditation and experience this kind of nirvana, this perfectly tranquil and quiet space. And I like to let them know they could be setting themselves up for a little disappointment, or at the very least, very frustrating meditation, because our willingness to go through all of the stress, all of the baggage, all of the chaos in a mindful way is actually going to give us a more realistic and lasting sense of peace and tranquility. So meditation is not so much avoidance as it is being with life's experiences. And then this brings us to the difference between what we're being with in terms of our experience and what we're thinking about in terms of our life experience. And as we know, you know, a key function of our mind is to think. And if we don't have something pressing to think about in the moment, the mind will call up thoughts and concerns, ideas and plans, you know, from the past or the future. That's the job of this part of the mind. That is our function of the thinking mind. What happens is the stress comes from all the feelings that are produced by the thinking. There's anxiety, fear, sadness, excitement, regret, anticipation. So we have this storehouse of emotions, and we tend to spend most of our time thinking. And thinking can be very transient, very, very quick to change. And so you can think about your emotions as energy, and that each time we produce this energy through thoughts and experience, and then we store the energy rather than processing the energy or being with the energy, it starts to accumulate, and that's where we create a lot of stress and we start to create disease or be exhausted. And so our sitting practice, our meditation practice, is this mindful way to be with the feelings and begin to manage the thoughts themselves. So as we sit, we breathe, we focus on the moment, we notice that there's all these thoughts that come pressing in on us, and we can immediately feel the stress of the body meeting those thoughts and saying, oh, not now, not now. So we can say to ourselves by using labeling, by using this technique in meditation where we get to say, oh, that's just thinking, and we come back to the moment. Well, if in this present moment, we still are experiencing the emotional content, the energy of stress, then we can allow ourselves with some patience and some acceptance to just sit with it. So I like this chapter on the manure of experience. It really reminds me to use meditation as a process of turning the stuff of life into the fertilizer of what we want to create in our lives in a more mindful way. And by using the quiet time in meditation to contemplate and learn how to be with all of these outcomes and the residue of all of our experiences just as they are, and not reject or avoid the feelings and escape into the thinking, we begin to really grow in patience, understanding, compassion, and acceptance. And by doing so, we have all of these qualities that we get to pass on in life, that this is how we take meditation into action. So, terrific book, Meditation in Action by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, and very much my interpretation of that little chapter on the manure of life's experience. So, we are going to start our meditation practice. So find a nice, comfortable spot. It can be a chair, a sofa, a bed, cushions on the floor, whatever you like, as long as you feel comfortable. Very important to be comfortable, because we're going to sit for about 20 minutes or so together. It's also really nice to have your back supported, especially if you do have some back problems. If you're comfortable without cushions behind your back, then just sit up tall. You want to let your hands rest in your lap and put one palm open on top of the other. Or you can just let your hands rest palms down on your thighs, whichever's most comfortable for you. You just want to avoid clasping your fingers or playing with your fingers during meditation. We're going to start by taking three deep breaths, inhaling through the nose and blowing as slowly as you can out of your mouth. Good. Keep that going. Inhaling deeply. And blowing very, very slowly as you exhale out of the mouth, controlling the length of the exhale. This is going to allow your nervous system to calm down. Good. And after this last breath, out of the mouth, you're going to allow the breath to move in and out of the nostrils. And noticing the temperature of the air, the speed and the depth of your breath, without trying to change it or judge anything, just feeling it. As if you're stepping back a little bit, able to notice and experience the breath at the same time. And as you continue to breathe like this, you begin to label the breaths silently, saying inhale to yourself as you breathe in, and exhale as you breathe out. And you can use this labeling anytime during our silent period to help bring yourself back from the wandering mind. Just hanging in there, things will start to slow down in your body, but the mind generally takes a little while to catch up. Focus onto your thoughts for a moment. Noticing how the mind bounces from one thought to the next. And if you can catch the general idea of what you're thinking about, you can label it past, future, fear. And if that's hard to do, then just label it thinking or wandering. And as soon as you've caught it and labeled it, you come back to your inhale and your exhale. And remind yourself briefly, here, I'm here. Coming back to be with however you feel in this moment. Perhaps the thoughts have caused you to feel some anxiety, some fear, something, some strong emotion, and you want to just stay with the emotion by breathing, as if you're sitting with a friend who's going through something and you're just patiently standing by, not trying to fix or change or do anything, just being present. But this being present is being present for you. You'll see after a few minutes, you'll be able to detach from the thoughts and focus on this task at hand, this movement from thinking to breathing to standing by yourself, whatever you're feeling. And imagining as you do so, it's like spreading the fertilizer of the past, processing the emotions, is allowing you to fertilize, plant seeds, have something new occur in life, something surprising, something unexpected, or just training the mind to come back to this moment by moment experience. Breathe, stay, and commit to returning from the wandering for a little while on your own. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn at Laguna's only KX93.5. And today, we're processing the manure of life through meditation and contemplation by breathing and staying present, labeling the thoughts and coming back to the inhale and the exhale, and the simplicity of being here. Notice if you're thinking about something in particular. If there's one thought or series of thoughts that are really plaguing you today. Check in and see, what emotion do these thoughts produce? Are you experiencing anxiety, excitement, sadness? If you can identify it, give it one name, just like labeling the thoughts. This is labeling the experience of those thoughts. And then deep in the breath, and remind yourself, I am here. And come back to the breathing and the body, and allowing yourself to stay present. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling in this moment. Notice your state of mind. Allow the experience of this meditation today to be exactly what you needed, not running off to judge it, evaluate whether it was good enough, but really accepting it for what it was. Like you were working in the garden, pulling weeds, planting seeds, and spreading the manure of your life's experience, all through the process of sitting quietly. Bring the breath into the base of your spine and inhale up the back of your spine. And then exhale down the front of your spine, making a circle of breath on the spinal cord. Inhaling up, exhaling down, a couple more times. times. Good. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about classes, stress relief, meditation, and coaching. And this is Lori. I'm wishing you peace along your way today.